That's trouble right there. That's going to get me in trouble. 93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. That can only be Jackal. And why are you guys here in this? You're all here.
Torture.
Look at you.
Torture.
Torture.
Because we're all so damn excited to see you. They couldn't.
It's awesome. It's always good to have you guys in here. Roman and Chris and Jeff are all here. Now, what you guys don't know, well, what Jeff knows and what Jesse knows, I've been screwing with you guys for like 2 days on text. Like just these random texts, and I figured you'd be freaking out because it's been a while.
Freaking out a little, yes, absolutely.
Been a while since you've been in Phoenix, and I thought, well, do you ever get those weird random texts from people that you might have had, I don't know, some social engagements with, and you kind of get your heart starts to drop?
Jeff does, because on the When Moonshine and Dynamite Collide album when it came out, not even 2 years ago, whenever it popped, one of the things that we did, everybody that bought the new record, right, we in advance, we called them and told them thanks.
So they just tracked their cell phones?
So what we were calling them, you know, we were calling them for the office or whatever, but Jeff had his list, and he was just calling and not blocking his cell phone number. So Jeff gets calls from people all the time. And Jeff go, hey, dude.
I mean, hey.
If you block your number, no,
I just wanted to see as an experiment.
So we just started
what would
calling.
Happen if they would really call me back, like when I didn't want them to.
Then do you answer?
But no, I told them. The thing is, I told them when I hung up, I said, don't call me back.
Don't call me back. Don't call
this.
I'll tell you a story similar to that. When the Van Halen's For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge record came out, if you look inside the booklet, if you got one of the first copies of it, there was a blackboard in the centerfold, and it had a whole bunch of phone numbers on there, one of which was Alex Van Halen's.
Oh, wow.
People were calling Alex Van Halen, and by people, I mean my roommate. And he called, and Alex picks up the phone, and he goes, how'd you get this number? Like, bro, I don't want to be a douche, but your number is in the CD. And all just like 30 seconds of silence, and don't call this number again. Click.
Oh,
and it was
wow.
So that was our one moment. So it's not just you, Jeff.
Well, I'm too inquisitive. I wouldn't say that. I like to talk to them a minute and see what's going on.
Yeah. What was going on? Did you get anything? Did you get people to? You no, got places they, to crash when you
only,
go?
They only want free tickets to the show once I get involved with it. They just want to come to the show for free.
Yeah.
Remember, you called me 2 years ago.
we're in town. We want to come out.
That's awesome. Best in Show is in studios now. I mean, in stores now for pickup. You guys snuck this one out on us because it's been a couple of years. Moonshot and Dynamite Collide.
Yep.
That was two and a half years ago. There was sort of some fanfare behind that. I mean, we saw TV commercials. We saw all kinds of stuff with it. And this one just sort of snuck up on everybody. Why?
Well, the bigger push is going to come. We got it out, you know, because we wanted to take advantage of it being our 20-year anniversary, because when it was released was literally our 20-year anniversary from when the first album was out. And then in addition to that, you know, it coincided with us being up in Sturgis. A lot of things happened for us right around the July-August time frame. Our career is always kind of centered around things happening in July and August. But so we were up in Sturgis 1st of August, and we took advantage of putting the record out then. So when you see this year's season four now, Full Throttle Saloon that we're going into, if you can
nice
believe
plug,
that.
Nice plug, by the
way. Yep. And that starts December 19th. So that'll be like the phase number two of the push for the new Jackal record.
So now are Jeff and Chris and Roman sort of like are they hesitant to be part of the show now, or are you guys all like camera pigs now? Because Gene Simmons is trying to milk the Kiss guys to get on.
We got a lot this season.
Yeah. This year, there's a lot of. This year ends up in a really whole different place anyway. But no, there was a lot of a lot of dimensions to this year's show. And you know, we argue with the network quite often because the network wants to stay in a little box.
Right.
And we got such a
you big, like box though, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, I do like box. But we got such a selection of characters out there as it is, and it's just always been crazy for the, you know, because I mean, you've been on the bus with us for several days. There's no lack of entertainment with the four of the four of us idiots and the trash.
All I think about since I come in here was the day you told me, Jeff, you have no filter.
Yeah.
You would never make it on radio. You have no filter. You're. I have told some people the story about women you will not have sex with.
Right.
This is one of the biggest jokes. Jeff, your new Delta Tau Chi nickname should be Fumble, because you get more tail thrown at you, and you got hands like Adrian Peterson. You're just, whoa. Hey. You could have it. You could have it. You don't. You guys don't take advantage of it. Are you married?
I'm glad we're in like Arizona and not near my house in South Carolina.
Yeah, she's not listening.
She'd kill us both.
I know exactly how that works. Trust me. I sat on the bus too. But what do? We weigh every moment on the bus. You weigh it against half your stuff. He goes, is this decision worth half my
Absolutely.
Stuff?
No. And what you were talking about, the throttle, we've never been hesitant to be on camera.
Right.
Well, I'm just hesitant of camera finding. I mean, because things can happen in that place at the throttle in a second.
Yeah, but you guys usually put that on the, you put it on the DVD, though. Yeah, you put a whole bunch of stuff on the DVD.
We've learned quickly that things that, that don't, what really happened and what it looks like on TV is two different things.
Perception can lie.
Perception kills
you. You can be.
We have a good end, too, because Jesse does most of the editing early. There's things that don't, you know, don't need to be there.
Every now and then I'll call him into the room and I'll say, guys, I need y'all to look at this. Are we okay?
We just had one of those.
Yeah, we just had it like a couple of days ago. I pulled him in. I had to say, I need a yay or a nay on this because otherwise it's.
Of course, it was me he was talking to.
It's going to the network.
So, do you guys keep a camera with you on the road too to document everything that's going on in the clubs every night now?
Well, Jesse's got a camera.
The answer is no.
Negative.
Yeah,
not officially.
Excellent.
Not officially.
We have, just not right this moment.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Not here handy. Pub Rock tonight in Scottsdale is where you guys going to be. Can we play Screwdriver off the record?
Absolutely. Please do.
Boys and Jackal are here in town. Best in Show's the name of the CD. I like this. Was this what we were listening to on the bus back at NAMM? This groove?
Yeah.
Chris air drums to everything. Man. There you go. Screwdriver, 93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona Dig.
I want a screwdriver.
What's that song about?
Tools. Being a handyman.
Are you good with the tools, are you?
I'm good with my tool.
There you go. Yeah. 93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona, joined by Jackal here in the studio. They're going to be playing at Pub Rock. Place used to be called Chasers. Complete remodel. They've done, I mean, the place looks nice now.
We don't know any different, but we walked in, it looks like it's ready to rock.
Yeah, it's ready to go. You guys are probably going to be the first guys to really test the PA.
We're going to break it in.
So you're going to bring anyone there? You're going to leave some Jackal stank on it?
They got it stacked in. No, it's going to be great, man. We've never played in Phoenix, so we hadn't had a good time, good show. And I mean, you know, we just passed the stadium out there a couple of years back. Do they still do that? What's that, Tostita Festival or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the Fiesta Bowl.
Or whatever it's
called. Yeah, the Fiesta Bowl. That's a big deal. You guys played that a few years back, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a blast, man, yeah.
So you never get off the road. Like, I've never heard, like, Jackal at home. You guys go from record to road to record to road to record to road, and 20 years later, now you're celebrating your 20th anniversary.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, yeah.
Best in Show is in stores. Now, you've got the special edition, and Jesse and I talked about this on the phone the other day. There's a documentary on the special edition, like a one-hour sort of round table. I had no idea that you guys originally had such a thing against Brother Cain and Roman. This is something that came up.
It was more us.
It was more Brother Cain against Jackal.
Was it really?
Because now that I'm in this camp, it all makes sense. Back then, because what you got to see is I was in a band with a bunch of guys, real passive guys, you know, and we're competing with another band from the South that doesn't have the airplay that we got,
right,
which we had. We dominated radio.
Good. Yeah,
they had number one songs. You know?
Yeah,
but we couldn't. Grammy nomination on one of the songs. So we couldn't translate that into one sale. I mean, our sales were pathetic. And then we're watching their numbers, because we're watching their numbers like we watched our numbers, and it made us
play our songs with a gun.
It was, and they're just selling records hand over fist, and we're just like, what is going on? And then so it was just like this animosity. And then we did shows together. And we saw the numbers they did and things, and it was frustrating, man. And so we kind of got our chip on our shoulder about it. But
in simple form, you know, the thing is we you know, with Jackal, and that's why Roman does fit so well with us, is, you know, we've always embraced the people that come out to see us, and we've never worried about trying to be the flavor of the day or chasing the trends that are going on and such. And radio was changing so much. The trends were changing so much at the time we came out, because that was when Soundgarden and Nirvana and the whole grunge in Seattle, everybody was looking to the south or to the northwest up there for all the bands coming out of Seattle, and nobody wanted to know about a blues-based rock band. It was an AC/DC meets Black Oak, Arkansas from the south, you know.
Right.
But we just stuck in there, and we found our niche, and we embraced it, and luckily they embraced us, and that's what served us well, is just being honest about who we are and what we do. We take not being serious very damn serious.
You know what I love is at
that's
least
completely opposite of what we did.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you guys took us too seriously.
There was nothing fun about it. It was just so serious, exactly.
So I'm trying to think right now. At least there was a rivalry back then.
There was no rivalry with us. It was more of the animosity from their camp. I was the only animosity, me personally, that I had was the fact that I would see that we were translating into sales, and we were hanging plaques on the wall and that kind of thing. But to see that we weren't able to get up past, say, number three or four on the rock charts, you know, whereas they were staying, you know, they had the song of the year, not just a number one song, but they got voted song of the year.
Right.
And all we could think was, if we had song of the year, if we had that kind of love, we would be, you know, we'd be playing the Enormo Dome, you know, you know that kind of thing. So, you know, but as far as all that goes, I mean, obviously there wasn't any kind of animosity that kept us from, you know, from working with Roman. And even after that, I mean, it wasn't like Brother King didn't, you know, play with us. You know, periodically.
No, sure.
So,
you know. I just, you know what's never going to happen? You're never going to hear 10 years from now a radio guy on the air with the guys from Breaking Benjamin talking about their rivalry with Shinedown. That's just not going to happen. I don't know. There's a thing that Jackal brings to the stage, and even Brother Kane did too, sort of a musical intensity that I think is lacking, which is why it's great to have you guys continuing to do what you do. Because if you can't do it with a Les Paul and a little bit of attitude, you can't do it. And there's a lot of bands out there right now that can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of that flavor of the month stuff. So I'm glad you guys are back in town. I want to play something old. Can I play something old from the first record?
Please do.
Let's do that. Jacqueline are in town. You guys got to get your tickets for Pub Rock tonight. $25. It's a great night to go and hang out with us up in Scottsdale. It's 93.3 KDKB.
Daddy Little Mind, Jesse Little Mind, Daddy Little Mind.
Y'all are filthy.
Filthy.
I'm just saying. 93.3 KDKB Rocks Arizona. Jackal in studio and on the radio. They're going to be at Pub Rock tonight in Scottsdale. $25 will get you through the door. Now, you guys are going on late, so people have time to go and get their dinner on. And
yeah,
then
around 10:45. Yep.
Yeah, and then they can come hang out with us and kick off a Friday night. Now, so the set's going to be an hour plus or so. You guys are going to make loud noise.
A room like this, it can take a bit because, I mean, it's one of those, it's intimate. Everybody's right there, and you get everybody just hitting on the same downbeat together, and it ends up making it a good long, sweaty rock and roll show. So.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of Jackal shows that were scheduled to go a certain period of time, and 2 hours after that, we were still there.
Fun,
sometimes we'll play the same song twice. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
At that point, if your blood alcohol levels are right there, you can't tell the difference. Anyway. It's like radio.
Exactly. See, that's how I judge our show. I watch the bottle of Jesse James bourbon, and where it is how I guess.
Look at the plug.
See, I didn't even mean to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
of course you didn't. You're a professional.
You judge how much you have in the bottle. And if the bottle's gone before the set's through, there's only two things that can happen. Greatest show on earth, disaster.
However.
Can I give you option C? Yeah. Open another bottle.
Absolutely. Well, we've done that before.
That's what I was about to say. If the bottle's gone before the third song, it's a bad night.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a long night. Strap in.
So that's going to be a good time. I'm glad you guys are in town. I miss you guys. I'm not afraid to admit it. We were talking about the other night, a friend of mine, were talking about the guys that I grew up listening to, used to hang out with, like, you know, Jimmy Page and Keith Richards and stuff. Yeah. And I'm hanging with Jackal, and I couldn't be happier. I'm all right with that.
I'll take that.
That's why we're all, I mean, I think it's probably been an age since all four of us. Well, just like in the DVD that you were talking about, in the new album, you know, this is the first time I think all four of us have ever sat down and told the whole story of Jackal, you know, of where we came from and stuff. And I think it's been forever again since all four of us have came into a radio station together. So, but we're excited to see you too, man. And we're going to have a good night out at their Pub Rock. So don't miss the show, people. Get out, clock out now and come on.
You got to remember, he just told us at the beginning, we wasn't invited, just you.
All I know is, I will tell you, I got this thing. I'll read it to you. I will read this because it came from our concert guru. She says to me, Jesse, where do you go? Hold on a second. Did you know that Jesse is on his way to you? Jesse is on his way to you. And I wrote, I do now. And she goes, Runner told me, I asked if you knew, thought I would warn you just in case. He has his own agenda today.
Well, that's every day.
He has his own agenda. So I was told his. So apparently there's no love for the
she
pips.
She says that, and I'll be damned if we did. I just asked her if she wanted a tamale.
Yep.
Well, now, no, she gets no tamale. There'll be no tamale for
no
her.
No tamales for Nancy. That's
there,
right.
There you go. So the pips got no love at all whatsoever. Yep. Gladys is getting all the love.
Well, that's okay. Gladys has put up all the crap.
I'm glad you guys stopped by, man. Thank you so much. Trust me, I get another hour, and I'm going to throw my leg over the sled. I'm going to meet you guys out there, Pub Rock.
Come on out, man. Oh, Phoenix, Jackal in town. We'll see you tonight. Appreciate you. As always, don't ever leave us hanging. We'll see you at Pub Rock, turning it into Jackal's Bar and Grill.
93.3 KD.